Psalms 83. Now, in Revelation 17, and we haven't the time to look closely at Revelation 17, but Revelation 17 tells the story of the relationship between the 10-king confederacy and the papacy at the end of the world. And you can look at that in your own leisure later, but in Psalms 83, if you read down through this whole chapter, you'll see a confederacy being described that are going to consult against God's people. Let's look at verse 2 of Psalms 83. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. Now this one consent is the same illustration that John the Revelator uses when he's talking about these 10 kings. Because he says they'll be of one mind. They're coming into a confederacy. And then after verse 5, you'll notice that there are 10 nations listed. And when we get down to verse 11, we see the call for the Lord to destroy them. It says, make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb, and all their princes as Zeba and Zalmunna. Now, the Oreb and Zeb are the ones that were destroyed at the rock of Oreb. There's only three places this destruction is mentioned in the Word of God here in connection with these 10 kings. That are going to take crafty counsel and form a confederacy to destroy God's people at the end of the world. And the other place it's mentioned is the Assyrian of Isaiah 10, which is the papacy. And Revelation 17, when talking about this tenfold confederacy and the papacy, says they're going to rule together for 1 hour. They're going to come together at the end to persecute God's people. So we see another piece of information about how this Assyrian in Revelation 10 can be identified as the papacy and his work during the Sunday law. Now, back to Isaiah 10. Let's look at chapter 11, verse 13. And this vision just continues on into chapter 11. It's the same narrative, talking about the same issue, the same characters. It says, the envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex